got some clouds.
25 degrees, Tuesday, December 5th edition of The Morning Show. My name's Diablo. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. Turner Bluff is in then. And talking with Carla and Joanna, I'm always amazed at the number for the size town that we have, or towns that we have. The number of resources, wonderful resources that we have here, Valley Lake Boys Home being one of them. And another one, Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Mandy Steinberger in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And they were talking, too, about the wonderful job you do over there. And I said, well, they've definitely got the right person for the job.
We do have a fantastic team, but can you imagine trying to feed 10 boys? I've got two at home.
And they do it every day. And like, they every single day.
How do you keep them fed?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and again, great resource.
Right.
Well, you have got a busy, every month for you is busy over there.
Right.
December kind of extra busy. What's happening?
Oh, Bill, we've got a lot going on in December for sure. The usual after school hours that we have for this cost after school program, of course, is Monday through Friday, 3:15 to 5:30. And then our early out days are 1:15 to 5:30. For youth ages 10 and up, of course, we welcome under 10 as usual for any of our activities or our after school program. But we do need to make sure that they're accompanied by an adult because of the staffing. So. Mm-hmm. So plenty to do there. We have concessions available for purchase, of course, and combo meals starting at $3.50. Our combo meals are no more than $7. So
nice.
They're
affordable.
They're very affordable for those kids and families. But yeah, we've got ping pong, air hockey, pool, so many different board games. And then we also have coming up here, weather pending, of course.
Sure.
If it wants to cooperate here, when the snow and the ice come, we'll have skating for $1 a day per person, and then free sledding, during our open hours. And speaking of those open hours, our seasonal warming house hours are supposed to, and I say supposed to because it's not looking like we're going to be starting that, but,
not yet.
We don't know.
That could change.
Yeah, so it's supposed to start December 16th, although, like I said, that may not be happening with the weather.
Right.
But we are part of that cookie crawl going on. So from 10 to 2 on that 16th, we will be open for sure. But once our warming house starts, we will be open on Fridays 3:15 to 8 p.m., Saturdays 1 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays 1 to 8 p.m., and then Sundays 1 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
So, and then we've got, of course, our Christmas break holiday hours that we do every year. And that's going to be Tuesday, December 26th through December 28th from 1 to 6 p.m. And then we're going to be closing that Friday, the 29th, at 5 p.m. for rental. And then we're going to be open that Saturday, December 30th, 1 to 8 p.m. We are closed December 24th, 25th. The 31st and January 1st in observance of the Christmas and New Year's holidays.
Sure.
So,
okay.
And as I've said before in our previous talks, I'm going to go into like our tournaments here. So we just really urge our youth to be there by 3:45 for our tournaments so that they can get on the rosters.
Kind of gets everybody organized.
It does.
I like that.
It allows us to know who's participating so we can get them on the bracket. So, our ping pong tournament will be on Friday, December 15th. And we're also going to be doing our Keep the Cheer Here winner drawing that day.
That's
at 4:15.
Right.
So the chamber's going to come in and do our drawing with us on Facebook Live that day. So
Katie was talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
So she gave you a nice plug too.
Good deal. No, I'm excited. And then we've got our Win It Wednesdays that we've been doing. Same thing. Kids come in every day. They register every day that they're there. They have a better chance of winning. And then once a week on that Wednesday, we'll pull a name and they win a free mini Blizzard from DQ.
Liking that.
Absolutely. This Thursday and then next Wednesday, I believe it is, we also have our it's Christmas Craft Days. So
I got that in my promo sheet. What's that all about?
So we have a new addition to our staff. Her name is Penny, and Penny loves to craft.
All right.
And I'm not good at crafts. So I was super excited when she, you know, came to me and said, hey, could I do this? I was like, yes, that would be awesome. The kids would love that.
Right.
And so I sent you the picture of the ornaments that we're going to be doing.
Those beautiful.
Those were really so nice. So I'm looking forward to that this Thursday, 3:15 to 5:30. They're going to be making those Christmas ornaments and having some cookies and some cider and just, you know, listening to Christmas music. It's going to be awesome. And then we have next Wednesday, we have a kind of a nice mashup of our Christmas party movie day. And then she's going to be doing cookie decorating with the kids that day.
All right. All right.
And of course, if you decorate cookies, you got to eat them. So,
yeah, kind of goes with the territory. Right. Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Right, right. So that's going to be Wednesday, December 13th. And the movie that we're going to be watching is The Grinch. It's the 28th animated version. My daughter, Tempe, loves that one. So they agreed that that would be a good one. We'll have, of course, our door prizes. Econo is going to give us those cookies for a drawing. Our three massive cookie sandwiches. The kids love those.
They're the size of a good sized pizza.
They are. Yeah. They are so good. Then we're gonna do free popcorn and cocoa and the cookies and. Of course, they can do the pizza for order, $2.75 a slice or two slices for $5 with a soda or water.
Okay.
And then those hours are 1:15 to 5:30, and then our movie is going to start at 3:45 so that we can give plenty of those youth from in the communities to
chance
to get there.
Absolutely.
So, and then we do have our coloring contest, which started yesterday and is going to go to the we'll be getting our submissions through closing time on Wednesday, December 20th. And then our contest winners will be announced on Thursday, December 21st.
Okay.
And that's ages 1 through 15. So if you've got little ones, come on in, grab a sheet and some colors during our open hours.
How much fun is that?
Honestly,
that'd be fun for adults.
It is.
I would think.
It is. You know, our coloring pages. We do. We love those. And everybody. That is an all age. You know, fun thing. Really is. So.
Right.
And then we just looking forward to all of the stuff that we have going on this month and just the reminding people that we're also available year-round for rentals and to contact Breckenridge City Hall and a four-hour party rental is only $65 of the facility.
Boy, so. That's reasonable. No kidding.
Right, and we do have a lot of people calling, so if there's a specific date you want, you probably want to call in advance.
All
so,
right.
So yeah, that's what's going on, Bill. With our December.
With your December.
Yeah.
Wow. Busy stuff. We've got it all over our promo sheets, too, so we're going to be talking about this stuff throughout the month. Well, Mandy, you're the first one I've had a chance to say this to. You have a merry, a blessed Christmas,
yes.
And we'll talk to you in the new year.
That sounds fantastic,
come
Bill.
Back
you
and
as well.
We'll chat and see what you got coming up for 2024, okay?
I'm excited.
Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Family, Community, and Teen Center. We talk with Mandy once a month about things going on over there, and never a shortage of things happening over there, definitely. Right now, got cloudy sky. We're looking at 25 degrees. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with Market Update. Well, we got positive numbers basically everywhere we're looking here today as the trading day goes on, except for Kansas City wheat. We're seeing a little bit of a drop, and we're seeing a little bit of drop in the soybeans now. Everything else green on the screen here, taking a look at the numbers. Corn, December, we're up 5 3/4, 466. March is up 2 now at 487.5. And the soybeans, we got January down a half, 1305 3/4. March is down a penny at 1325.5. And the wheat market, Chicago, December is up 10.5, 606.25. March is up 7 at 627.5. Minneapolis, December is